So if you're listening to the show yesterday, you might have noted we were talking with a Democratic congressman who suggested that this deal between the White House and some Senate Republicans on tax cuts, which would actually continue the Bush-era tax cuts for everybody, including the very, very rich, produced some, in his words, this Democratic congressman's terms, turbulence, inter-party turbulence. We definitely wanted to explore that, and the best person really to explore that with is Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, representing the 4th Congressional District, my old district. Congressman DeFazio, good morning.
Hey, John, good morning.
It's great to talk to you. So you have described yourself, or someone has described you, as something of a ringleader in the House Democratic Caucus in opposition to this tax cut deal. Why are you opposed?
Well, look, I mean, if you think we've done really well in the last 8 or 9 years under, you know, supply-side trickle-down tax cuts, then you're going to like this deal. But as Democrats, we don't. We want to do something that is both fiscally responsible, targets the relief to folks who most need it, certainly unemployment benefits. That should be a no-brainer, and I believe the Republicans are bluffing when they say they're going to go home for Christmas having denied people who want to find jobs an extension of their unemployment benefits. I mean, let them be the Grinch. You know, what an incredible start for our comeback to taking over the House. I mean, how cruel is that? So beyond that, let's put that off the table. But let's talk about what the rest of this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be putting America back to work, recovering the economy. This is not going to get that done. I mean, the trickle-down tax cuts, I mean, a huge new giveaway to the largest estates, over $10 million. Where'd that come from? And then you've got the over $250,000 of income, still getting the Bush-era
right.
Tax rates, very expensive. Third, there's a new element. We're gonna reduce the income into Social Security, which already has long-term problems. Oh, but don't worry, we're going to borrow that money, and we're going to reinject it into the Social Security Trust Fund. How are these stimulative? How is this going to put people to work? And then there's the big expensing item. We've already given expensing to small business to encourage them. Now we're going to give the largest corporations in America, those that are sitting on trillions of dollars cash, or hundreds of billions of dollars of cash, we're going to say, oh, we're going to give you 100% expensing this year. I mean, they're already sitting on cash. They're having record profitability. They don't need that. And there's
100%
no
expensing. You mean,
that what they buy be made in America.
You mean their depreciation allowances are going to be full? They're not going to be phased? Is that what you mean, 100%
right, 100%.
Expensing?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Gotcha.
Right, United Airlines buys an Airbus. How many Americans does that put to work?
No,
or someone buys a machine tool made in China. These are failed policies. They're not targeted at jobs.
Gotcha. Let's put the fiscal argument aside for a second. We can return to it. But let's talk politics here for a moment. You're an ally, at least as I recall, back in the 90s of President Bill Clinton on certain issues, right?
Well, I opposed him on NAFTA and a number of other things, but I did support his tax increases.
All right. And the approach Bill Clinton had after 1994 was basically to kind of triangulate the Republicans, to go along with them, take credit for what they did, and it worked out really, really well in 1996. By standing in President Obama's way, it seems to me you're obstructing the very same strategy here.
Well, look, I mean, this is, as far as I can tell, basically a product of two people, which would be ultimately, the president authorized it, but it's Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader. This is his bill. These are his proposals. Our negotiator from the House was in the room, but it turned out to be a fake room and a fake negotiation, while the real negotiation was with Mitch McConnell. We can't afford this. We can't afford to give huge tax breaks to estates over $10 billion and charge the American people, put it on the credit card. If this is triangulation, it's way too expensive, and, yeah, we need to get in the way.
Well, the unemployment insurance goes on the credit card as well. What do you make of the economists who suggest that there may be 700,000 jobs created by this bill?
Well, considering we need 24 million jobs, I don't think this creates it. I mean, I'm sure, 6 months from now we'll hear the same thing. It would have been worse if we hadn't done that. I mean, we do not need, we've just got to talk about this in a realistic way. We do not need a debt-driven, consumption-driven recovery. We need an investment-driven, productivity-driven recovery to put people really back to work. $700,000 jobs, given what we need, you know, for this cost, for $1 trillion, it's almost $1 trillion over 2 years. Those are pretty darn expensive jobs. That's pretty inefficient.
But isn't it a question of what you can and can't pragmatically get accomplished, Representative DeFazio? I mean, the part of the reason that the president is dealing with the Republicans is because he can't seem to get anything else through Congress.
Well, when's the last time that Senator Harry Reid made him do a filibuster? What if the Senate was in session on Christmas Eve and a good jobs package, a good tax relief package, a targeted package, including unemployment benefits, was on the floor of the Senate, and the Republicans are saying, no, we won't do this, and we want to take away people's unemployment for Christmas. I mean, for once we could kind of turn the tide here as opposed to acceding to all their demands and letting the minority run the government.
So you think your president has lost his fight?
I haven't seen the fight.
So
I can't say lost it. Where's it been? Remember the stimulus?
So all right, so let me ask you.
All right, so for three Republican Senate votes.
So would you support a challenge to Barack Obama in 2012? Democratic challenge?
I'm going to withhold my support until I see who's on the ballot.
Withhold your support to an incumbent president
until I see who's on the ballot. And the president needs to be pushed. I want him to be the president he campaigned as. And as one member of the House Democratic Caucus, and with a caucus that voted nearly unanimously and historically in an unprecedented way to not support the tax package he's brought forward yesterday, I think there's a lot of concern here about the lack of fight. And where did the guy go who we were so thrilled about?
All right. Representative Peter DeFazio, we'll get Todd Zwillick on sort of polling the Democratic caucus to see if there are folks who would withhold judgment in the same way that you just said on the program here. But thanks so much for being with us. Representative Peter DeFazio represents the 4th Congressional District. Democrat from Oregon, is opposed to the president's deal with the Republicans on the extension of Bush-era tax cuts. Representative, thanks so much.